Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you. He's given his Holy Spirit to guide you and to keep you. Has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your children this morning. Go wake up your son. Go wake up your daughter. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your husband and your wife. Go wake up your friend. Call your friend. Call your co-worker. Call somebody this morning and wake them up and tell them that In Your Corner is on the air. Let them know it's time to get the devotion in. Come on now, y'all. Get on out the bed, sleepyhead. Get on out the bed. Let me go get my bus this morning. I need to pick up some folks this morning. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Get on out the bed, sleepyhead. Let me go and pick up my cousins. All right, Rufus. Rufus and Ray Ray. Y'all, come on. Y'all, come on. We're getting ready to have devotion this morning. Get on the Bible bus. Come on, baby. BB. Come on, BB and baby. Y'all, come on. Come on, Connie. Come on, Connie and Donna. All right. Come on now. Y'all need to come on. Come on, Deborah. Come on now, Deborah. You trying to be cute this morning. Just get on board of the bus. You don't have to worry about how you look this morning. Ain't nobody looking at you. We're getting ready to have devotion anyway. Come on. Get on board this morning. Oh, let me just go get a song. Let me go get a song right quick. Let me go get a song. Let me get... Come on, let me go get a song right quick, right quick. Let me go get an old song. This is an old song here. Just saying, life is a ball game. My children like this song here. Life is a ball game. One at a car.
Moses is on the sidelines, waiting to be
That was Juanetta Carr. Life is a ball game being played each day. Life is a ball game. You gotta play it in the way of faith. You gotta have faith. And you know, she said that prayer is our strong bat. Oh, you can hit a home run when you got some prayer. All right, that was Juanetta Carr. Life is a ball game. All right, that's our song for today. Now it's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. Psalms 95 through Psalms 103. We're going to be reading out of the Old Testament book of Psalms. Psalms 95 through Psalms 103. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
Psalm 95.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God and great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice.
Do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massa in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years, I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest.
Psalm 96.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness.
Psalm 97.
The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all people see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, Lord. For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. For he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name.
Psalm 98, a song.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord. All the earth burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn, shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness, and the peoples with equity.
Psalm 99.
The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. The King is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob, you have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They call on the Lord. And he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 100, a psalm for giving grateful praise.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Psalm 101 of David, a psalm.
I will sing of your love and justice. To you, Lord, I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will conduct the affairs of my house with a blameless heart. I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. I hate what faithless people do. I will have no part in it. The perverse of heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with what is evil. Whoever slanders their neighbor in secret, I will put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, I will not endure. My eyes, will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. Those whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord.
Psalm 102, a prayer of an afflicted person who has grown weak and pours out a lament before the Lord.
Hear my prayer, Lord. Let my cry for help come to you. Do not hide your face from me when I am in distress. Turn your ear to me. When I call, answer me quickly. For my days vanish like smoke. My bones burn like glowing embers. My heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forget to eat my food. In my distress, I groan aloud and am reduced to skin and bones. I am like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I have become like a bird, alone on a roof. All day long, my enemies taunt me. Those who rail against me use my name as a curse. For I eat ashes as my food and mingle my drink with tears because of your great wrath. For you have taken me up and thrown me aside. My days are like the evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you, Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures through all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion. For it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. For her stones are dear to your servants. Her very dust moves them to pity. The nations will fear the name of the Lord. All the kings of the earth will revere your glory. For the Lord will rebuild Zion and appear in his glory. He will respond to the prayer of the destitute. He will not despise their plea. Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord.
The Lord looked down from his sanctuary on high. From heaven he viewed the earth, to hear the groans of the prisoners and release those condemned to death. So the name of the Lord will be declared in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem when the peoples and the kingdoms assemble to worship the Lord. In the course of my life he broke my strength. He cut short my days. So I said, "Do not take me away, my God, in the midst of my days. Your years go on through all generations. In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing, you will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. The children of your servants will live in your presence. Their descendants will be established before you."
Psalm 103 of David.
Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. he remembers that we are dust. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you, his servants, who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul.
All right. That was Psalms 95 through Psalms 103. We read this morning Psalms 95 through Psalms 103. May God bless those who read and who heard his holy word. All right, it's prayer time now. It's prayer time now. Come on, y'all, let's come to Jesus. Let's come to Jesus. Let's make our circle. Come on, family. It's time to pray, family. Because a family that prays together is a family that will stay together. Come on, y'all. Let's make our family circle and let's circle up and let's pray. Come on, bow your head with me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for being such a good God, a kind God, a compassionate God. Thank you, dear God, for waking us up early this morning and clothing us in our right mind as we have started out this day. And Lord, we come now praying on this day because we got Bible study tonight. And so, Lord, we want to lift up our Bible study, all the churches that are open in your name, dear God. Some are going to be having midweek worship service. Oh, Lord, be with the preacher. Be with the preacher, dear God, whoever going to preach your word today. Lord, fill that preacher with your word, dear God, that your preachers today can preach and teach what you would have them to say. Touch in a mighty way, dear God. Lord, we want to pray about the Bible studies. There's going to be a lot of teachers tonight teaching Bible study. Lord, we pray for all of the teachers. Lord, we pray for those that's going to be teaching the children, the kindergarten class, the primary class, the junior class, and the teen class, the high schoolers, and the college and career, the adult class, dear God, the young adults, whatever the class is, dear God, we're just praying for those teachers. Then we're praying for those students, dear God. We pray that you'll put the students in their right frame of mind and spirit, dear God, that they can receive the truths that can transform their lives. Then, Lord, we pray that you'll just keep evil away from our churches and bless our churches with the blessing they stand in need of. And, Lord, we do want to pray for all of our listeners that's out there in radio land. Lord, thank you for our listeners. Now, Lord, you know what every one of us are standing in need of, because you are an omniscient God. You know everything. Now, Lord, bless your people with the blessing they stand in need of, whether it's a physical, spiritual, mental, whether it's a financial blessing, whatever it is, bless your people with it. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray, and for his sake we ask it. Amen. All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. That's it. We done sung our song. We done had our prayer. And we done read our scripture. The clock on the wall is saying that's going to be just about all today. We do thank you for joining us today and riding with us on the Bible bus. We hope something was said and done that's going to help you today on your Christian journey. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, our format here, KLITB, is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in music. So at 7 o'clock, I'll be back with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things happening in the neighborhood, and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room. Then at 9 o'clock, that's time for a look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, that's time for a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. We got folks that come from all over the Metroplex who just love our Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, if you miss any of these programs, guess what? We begin to rebroadcast them. In Your Corner will be rebroadcast at 12 and 6. Ghostbusters will be rebroadcast at 1 and 7. The Situation Room will be rebroadcast at 2 and 8. A Look in the Book will be rebroadcast at 3 and 9. Unshackled will be rebroadcast at 4 and 10. A Deeper Look in the Book will be rebroadcast at 5 and 11. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend. Tell a neighbor. Tell your co-worker about us. Because we are in your corner.